Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's the Roundtable Rad Reality Show version, and what a show tonight!
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's get the show on the road.
Welcome, Real World Explosion fans. Thank you for being here with us tonight on this special edition of the Reality Roundtable Show here on the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight we have a very special guest. Jenna Campono of the Real World Explosion joins us. We are so excited to have her. We all got to know Jenna as Jay's ex, and for the most part, she was kind of shy, but we did get to see her grow quite a bit on the show. There were some ups and downs between her and Jay, but when they left the Real World Explosion house there in San Francisco, Jenna and Jay were together. Then we saw the reunion show, and Jenna sort of dropped a bombshell on us that her and Jay weren't together anymore. And we were all sort of expecting them to be together because they had grown even closer toward the end. Jay had finally come around and was asking her to go out on a date, and they had became a little closer there, and he was treating her nicer. So we were all sort of expecting to see Jay and Jenna together on the reunion show. And so it sort of shocked us all when we saw them, when Jenna said that they weren't together. So then we got to see a cameo of Jenna telling us why they weren't together. But it was a little cameo. She explained that when they got home, her social media blew up with information about other girls and pictures, and I believe one of them even included something with Skype. And so there was a brief explanation about what was going on, but Jenna is ready to tell the fans what's going on in her words and on her terms, and I can't wait to hear what actually took place. And so Jenna's ready to talk to the fans, and she's also got some exciting news about what's going on in her future. So I'm just anxious to talk to Jenna and hear everything that's going on in Jenna's world. Jenna was such a sweet girl on the show, and everybody loved Jenna. So before I give too much away, let me introduce myself and my co-host. I'm Cherry Garcia. With me is Paul from Minnesota. Paul, how are you doing up there in Minnesota? It's got to be getting warmer up there now.
Breaking news, after 6 months, we hit 70 today.
Yes, Yay!
Yep.
Finally.
You know, it might be too late, depending on what other guests we have, but it took everything in my power when you said, "Welcome, Real World Explosion fans." I so wanted to go, I wanted the sound effect of something blowing up, you know what I mean?
Well, I am just so excited to have Jenna come on and be able to, you know, tell her story in her
Absolutely.
Her own terms. She was such a sweet girl on the show, and everybody loved her dearly. We got to see, you know, little clips of her clumsiness at times, but everybody on the show loved her. All the fans loved her. She never had a moment where anybody disliked her in any way. You know, her and Jay might have had, you know, little bumps in the road, but nobody disliked Jenna. And I'm just so, you know, glad to have her on the show. I can't believe that anybody would treat her poorly. She deserves so much. I know she's been through so much in her life, and I just want to wish her all the very best. And it looks like we have her on the switchboard. So without further ado, let's welcome our guest, our very special guest from Real World Explosion. Let's bring her up now. Jenna, thank you so very, very much for calling in to the Rad Reality Show tonight. How are you?
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. So what's going on with you, girl? How are you? How's life been since getting out of the San Francisco Real World house?
It's actually really great. I mean, obviously, everyone knows I'm single now, and I'm loving it. I've been doing a lot of modeling. That's really what I've been focusing on and trying to do other shows and stuff like that. So it's not the end of me just yet, everybody.
Oh, no, I wouldn't think so. I would kind of think this is sort of a new beginning for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So take us from the time you left San Francisco. What happened, girl?
Well, okay, so leaving San Francisco, me and Jay left as boyfriend and girlfriend, and he made a lot of promises that we would go out more, he would try harder. No, nothing changed as soon as we left that house. He went back to the same person. From there, till our breakup, we didn't go out anywhere. We didn't go out to dinner. We didn't go to the movies. We didn't do anything, just like who normally wouldn't. And he was still talking to girls behind my back, trying to get back with his ex-girlfriends behind my back. And I just had enough of it. So on the last after show, somebody sent me a picture and video of him fooling around with this girl on Skype. And he denied it until I showed it to him, and then he admitted it, and that was my last straw.
Oh, Jenna.
Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh. He denies until I have actual proof in my hands. Then he'll admit it. So, I had enough.
The old Skype bites
oh,
another
yeah.
one in the dust, huh?
This girl, she's butt naked. I talked about it on the reunion, but she planned out the whole thing. I mean, she set him up, and she recorded the whole thing and sent it to me.
So she was actually doing this so that she could prove to you.
Yeah, she was just saying she was just saying he's being an asshole, this and that. If you don't believe it for yourself, here's the video. I was like, damn. Like, all right.
Wow.
Mhm. And I mean, I got tweets and stuff. Everybody kind of was like, you didn't need to call Jay out like that, but. I mean, I was embarrassed the whole freaking season. I was embarrassed since day one going out, like, being together with him. So, like, I finally got to speak my mind, and everyone thinks that's too much. And so people think that, but I got to get my part out a little bit.
So people were coming at you saying you shouldn't have said that on the reunion show?
Yeah, they were like, you shouldn't have called him out like that. Don't stoop down to his level. I'm like, all right, I understand that. I'm like, but I'm not going to sit back and be like, oh, yeah, whatever. We ended on good terms because we didn't. We don't talk at all.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I feel for you in that, you know, you've spent a lot of time working very hard on a relationship that I know had to hurt your heart.
Especially hearing that he had two other girls on the side for the past 2.5 years. It's like, oh, okay. Like, I'm sitting here giving it my all to one person, and you're giving three, so that hurts.
I hope that you've been able to grow from this, though, and that in time you'll be able to trust again and move on,
Right. I'm not going to take it out on my next boyfriend. Like, if I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I'm not going to take my trust issues out on my next guy. We're going to start off on a clean slate. Once you give me a reason not to trust you, we're just going to go right back down that road, and I'm not going to put any effort in it anymore.
Yeah, it's hard when somebody's, you know, done you wrong like that. It's hard. It really is not to have a little mistrust. But I commend you for handling it like you did. I don't see anything wrong with you, you know, handling it as you did on the reunion. You told the truth. And there's nothing wrong with speaking the truth. I'm certain that it may have hurt Jay, but nobody did that but him. And
exactly. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I watch it, and he looks hurt, and I feel bad. I did it. I told him that after. I'm like, I felt bad. I'm like, but stuff needed to be said because, again, people always thought I was the ex from the beginning. They're like, why are you getting mad that Jay's talking to people? Well, because we were dating 2.5 years before the show. We were never exes. So then once people realized the stuff he was doing while we were together, they started to understand, like, oh, crap, that's not okay. I'm like, yeah. If we were exes, go do you. Go do what you want to do. I don't care. But we were currently dating, so that's why it sucked.
Yeah, that's really hard. And I commend you for, you know, being able to go on the show and speak the truth and, you know, stand up and speak for yourself. I think that's a lot better than hiding it and acting like all is well and covering up everything, you know, that doesn't do anybody any good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was like, people need to know my end of the story, not just yours. I mean, because he does pull the guilty trip, like, oh, I'm so respectful. Like, I don't know, just stuff he tweets. I'm like, honestly, like, just shut up. Stop looking for sympathy. Admit you were wrong. That's all. He hates being the bad guy, but he did it to himself. MTV did not edit. He did all of the stuff he did, just MTV might have put it in a different order, but he still did everything he did, and he tries to blame MTV for making him look a certain way, and that's not true. He gave them the footage to use to make him look that way.
True. You know, as you said, they might put it in the order they want, but if it wasn't there for them to use, they wouldn't be able to use it. So,
correct.
That's very well said. If he wasn't out there getting girls' numbers and making out with them, y'all wouldn't be having that trouble, right?
Right. Exactly. But that's on him. Oh well. Thank God for the show, because I wouldn't have known anything, and I probably still would have been with him today. So, everything happens for a reason. That's why I got on.
Well, I know we had Jay on right after his mom passed, and my heart broke for him.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And, you know, I know he went through an awful lot dealing with his mom passing, and that had to be one of the hardest things we've ever seen anybody go through on a Real World episode. But it doesn't give anybody a pass to treat somebody like you, such a sweet girl, you know, with disrespect. And obviously he was doing that before you guys went into the house, and he did continue to do that while you were there, and then continued to do that after you busted him in the house and said that he wanted you to be his girlfriend. And we thought,
yeah, I mean,
you know, once the show was, you know, over, you guys moved out of the house. Like I said, I don't think you heard my opening, but, you know, I was saying at the beginning of the show that, you know, we saw when you guys were leaving the house, we thought, you know, he asked you out. He said he wanted you to be his girlfriend. We were sort of expecting on the reunion show that Jay and Jenna would still be together. We thought, oh, Jay is going to treat her, you know, like gold now, and they're going to go home, and when the reunion show hits, you know, they're still going to be together, and things are going to be so much better because Jay's learned his lesson, and he's going to be treating her much nicer now. And then when it was sort of like one of those bombshells when you said that you weren't together, people were like, oh, what? You know?
Yeah, just nothing changed. I mean, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I still let him get away with murder, but nothing changed. Not one thing. So I was like, you know what? If you don't want to put the effort into it, then I'm done. And then, of course, once you leave, then he comes calling back like, no, I'm going to try harder, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I gave you so many tries, so many chances, and now I'm serious about breaking up, and now you want me back? I'm like, I'm sorry, but no.
Well,
and I do feel bad.
Thing.
I do feel bad because, of course, I had feelings for him, but it's just not anymore.
There's an old saying that says you never know what you've got till it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And he may be realizing that right now.
I'm pretty sure he's with somebody else though right now anyway, so it's like whatever. He doesn't care who it is as long as it's just somebody there.
Well, that's a shame because he had there. I don't think he's going to find anyone that can fill the void that you had in his life, you know, the place that you had in his life, because you knew his family, you knew his mom, you knew him so well. And he's
right.
Not going to meet somebody new that's going to know him. He's
right.
Not going to find somebody that's going to touch his heart in all the ways that you were able to. And so he's going to realize what he lost, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's sad. You know, that he didn't realize it before he screwed up that bad. But, you know,
right, and it's just, like, say I were to get back with him, which I have no plans on doing, I could never trust him again. Just too much stuff happens. I can't wipe that clean and have a clean slate. So we're 100% never getting back together.
Right. Well, once you break that trust so many times, it's very, 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 I mean, nearly impossible to go back and ever trust somebody like that again. I mean,
right.
As you said, you gave him so many chances, and once that trust is broken that many times, you just can't go back.
Yeah, you can't,
you know?
Fix it.
Yeah. And, you know, trust is at the the soul of every relationship, and if you can't
mm-hmm.
trust somebody, then, you know, there is no foundation of which to build on. So that's
exactly.
Really, you know, sad, so... So who else do you stay in touch with from the cast? Are you in touch with anyone else from the cast?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much try and keep in touch with everybody. I mean, I had a booking with Corey in Hawaii for 10 days. So, I mean, we
we bonded. I mean, I loved Corey. I was the closest one with him in the house, like, guy-wise. So we had a great time there. Jamie still hits me up. She stayed at my house a few days. She's actually throwing a big party in Texas, so her friend's, like, going to fly me down there. Like, it's crazy. I've been keeping in touch pretty much with everybody. I mean, everybody's also busy and doing their own thing, but I still reach out and try to keep in touch with everyone. But
yeah,
it's mainly Corey and Jamie.
I love both of them. Jamie has just been amazing.
Oh, she's great.
I know. She's been amazing on social media. And I actually bought something from Jamie's closet just so I had a memento of hers. And she sent me an autographed photo, and I've got it in my office with all my reality autographed items on my wall. And yeah, she's something else. And then I'm hoping to get Corey on here. I know he is one that really wants to go on the challenge, and I want to have him come on and talk about the challenge that's coming up on MTV. He is made to be on that challenge. So tell me, if they asked you to go on the challenge, would you go on the MTV challenge?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I mean, I go to the gym every single day. Might not be the strongest person, but I'm very competitive, so I think that would keep me going. I'd love to do that.
They have some crazy, crazy challenges on that thing, and it gets wild, but I think you would have so much fun, and especially being single, you would have a blast.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, I was just watching commercials and stuff for the one coming up, like, everyone's scared of heights and stuff on it. Like, I love heights. I'm, like, an adrenaline junkie, so, I mean, I would love all that. I love heights. I love all that kind of stuff.
So you would be fantastic at it, because a lot of the girls, like you said, are so afraid of heights, and
yeah,
you would be one of the few that would be like, you know, I'll do that.
I was like, yeah, I'll go first. As long as I'm attached to something and I don't have to, like, rely on myself to, like, live, I'd be like, yeah, let's go. I'll be the first one.
That'd be great. So tell us a little about your modeling that you're doing. I know that that's something I talked to Chris, and he was telling me that that's something big in your future.
I've been working out like crazy. I mean, I look so fat on the show. Like, I dropped so much weight since the show, thank God. And
that? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I look
You
like
can't
funky.
Be serious.
No, for real. Like, that fat for me, at least. I'm looking at myself, I'm like, oh, my God, like, ew. But I actually slimmed down a lot more. I got my hips, my stomach, everything smaller, so I've been getting a lot more modeling jobs and, like, runway, like, print, all that kind of stuff. So that's pretty cool. And, again, only being 21, I'm so young, so I still have a bunch of years to, like, keep pursuing it. The goal is I want to do Victoria's Secret, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, my gosh, that would be incredible. So
yeah,
have you ever,
like,
considered applying for any show like The Face or any of those kind of shows? America's Next Top Model or The Face or any of those?
I did try out for America's Next Top Model. I got through a few rounds, but there was a conflict with the MTV contract because the reunion would be show. Yeah, the reunion would be airing and, like, all that stuff, so I couldn't do it. But, I mean, I'm definitely trying out this year, 100%.
Oh, my gosh, Jenna, that would be so incredible to see you on America's Next Top Model.
Oh, I would love it. Oh, my God. It's like my life.
Oh, my gosh, that would be incredible. You would be so perfect for that show, too.
Oh, my God, I'd do anything to be on that show. And meet Tyra Banks and all them. Oh, my God, get out of here. She's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah, she is. I've been watching that show forever.
Yeah,
Anna.
Me too. Like,
Have you seen the new one called The Face? Have you watched any of that?
I haven't watched that too. I've seen a bunch of commercials, and I'll flip through and I'll see it's on. But that one looks a lot more, like, intense. I mean, I would do that too, like, whatever, but that one looks, like, crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. But, you know, they're still going, you know, after that model image, and it's getting you out there in the magazines and, you know, doing a lot of the same things that America's Next Top Model does. So, it has a lot of the big models that do the judging and everything too.
Definitely.
So, yeah. So it's great that these reality shows are so big right now. You know, I'm such a reality junkie. And to see, you know, people be able to follow their dreams from making it on a reality show is just amazing. And, you know, getting on Real World, and then, you know, that could be a stepping stone for you to get on to America's Next Top Model or, you know, something else. And then, you know, as just a stepping stone to making it onto a huge career for you. And we've seen it happen for a lot of reality stars. And it's such a great thing to watch. Reality TV has been, you know, that stepping stone, that first step for many people. And it's a joy to watch people, you know, go off into their own directions after they come off a reality show and carry on, not just, you know, hang on to that one, you know, 15 minutes of fame, but use it as a platform to move on into bigger and better things. And we just watched somebody from Big Brother that's on a new reality show, and she's actually acting now and doing a lot more in a new show. And, you know, there's always things that can, you know, follow after coming off of one of these shows. And you just have to go after it, you know, especially right after you come off of one of these shows. Sort of know what direction you want to go in and go for it. And I'm so happy that, you know, you're modeling now and applying for other shows, and you're not letting anything stop you and slow you down.
Oh,
that's,
yeah,
great.
Definitely not. I mean, you got to start somewhere, and Real World is my platform, so I'm definitely going to be doing a lot more.
People in the chat room are saying that they've seen some of your pics and how great you look.
Oh, thanks. I just love taking pictures. I mean, I could do it, like, all day. And then I love seeing them, obviously, and then I post them for everyone else to see. So there'll be a lot more coming.
JTV is saying, I don't want to say anything bad about anybody, but how could anybody cheat on Jenna? She's beautiful and really sweet. And everybody's just saying such sweet things about you in our chat room. And I so agree. You were just so wonderful, and you entertained us so much on the show.
Oh, my dumb moments. Oh, my God. Those weren't even all of it. I mean, they showed a bunch of, like, bloopers and stuff of, like, me hitting my head and, like, fooling around with Jay, but I literally did that probably, like, 4 or 5 times a day. The amount of people I walked... The camera crew, the amount of times I walked into them, they were like, are you freaking serious? Like, this is the 8th time tonight. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh, my God.
So this is one of the first times that Real World has actually let us see so much of the film crew, you know, and of the – yeah, I mean, it was a pleasure for us to get to see them. You know, they didn't used to let us see them as much. And it was nice. It made it more intimate for us as well. You know, it made it a lot more real for us. And this whole season was just one of the best seasons that Real World has ever done. We were excited about it when they first started talking about it and said that they were going to be bringing in the exes. We knew that it was going to be something special, and we started talking about it right away, you know, and saying, oh, we can't wait till, you know, the season starts. But when, you know, the season started, first of all, whoever cast the season did an excellent job of casting. I mean.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Great cast of people.
Best people, yeah.
Yeah. And then when, you know, the exes did move in, you know, we knew there was going to be drama. We expected that, and that's what MTV planned for. You know, that was the recipe for the show, you know, so to speak. But everybody sort of fell in love with the exes too, you know. And
yeah, it hurt a lot of people. They're like, we love the exes a lot. I'm like, oh, good. I'm like, thanks, everyone.
Yeah, it was not at all what we expected. We sort of expected to, you know, not like the exes and, you know, there to be a lot more, you know, fighting and people hating on the exes. And it just didn't turn out that way. I mean,
we also had, like, crazy, like, everyone could relate to, like, one of our relationships, so I think that was a lot easier to say. I mean, if we were fighting, we weren't just fighting out of, like, psychoness. It was, like, an understandable or reasonable reason why we were fighting, so people could definitely relate to that and stuff like that. I mean, we weren't just screaming just to yell, like, we always had, like, a good reason. So that probably helped, too.
All right, well, that's one of the reasons I think that everybody sort of liked this season is that you guys didn't just explode and have drama just for the drama. You guys actually talked about your feelings. And,
yeah.
You know, if there was, you know, situation between anyone, it was discussed. It wasn't just screamed and, you know, people fighting. You know, there was a discussion about, you know, why somebody was feeling this way and the other person's feelings. And, you know, it sort of showed people sort of how to handle situations
right.
Better.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a really, really likable cast and season. I just love this season. And whoever put this season together needs to be commended highly. I don't know how they're going to top this one. I don't know what they're
going
to do to top this season.
They need to bring us back.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Like, just to see where we're all at and stuff like that. And, I mean, because, like, if they put me and Jay back in the house, there's going to be... Oh my God. Like, Jenna's not Little Miss Innocent anymore. Jenna's going to speak up and call him out and yell at him. Because I'm over it. So that would be a funny thing
when...
to see.
When you guys were packing to leave on the last night in San Francisco, I was like, I'm already going through withdrawals, and you guys haven't even really left the house yet, you know? this was just that season that I've been watching since season one, and this season just grabbed my heart. So, yeah,
well,
they really need to do something with you guys to bring you back at some point. I don't know, maybe in a year or something, bring everybody back for a reunion show or something and have everybody back in the house for a few weeks or something.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Find out where everybody's at, you know. So do you think that Jenny and Brian are going to last?
They're definitely two of a kind, and they spend so much time with each other. I actually think they are going to last, surprisingly. I mean, Jenny's trying so hard to do the not violence thing, not go down that path, and Brian's been more understanding and stuff like that, so I feel like they are going to last. Something's going to work out.
If they've been together this long, I mean, I know they've had their breakups and gotten back together, but they've been together this long. I think I agree with you. I think they might make it.
Yeah.
One of those, I hope it doesn't continue to be as volatile as it was on the show.
Yeah. I mean, we also, me and Jenny talked, I mean, that's, being on that show in that house just, like, made you do some crazy things. I mean, fights weren't shown that, like, me and Jay had, and, like, I look back, I'm like, wow, like, it just made you nuts. I mean, the camera's in your face 24/7, no cell phone, no TV, you're with the people 24/7, it's just, something's going to get on your nerves, you're going to blow up and handle it in a weird way. I mean, I screamed at Jay for, like, 3 hours one night. Literally, like, we were up all night. It was crazy.
Right. We watch, this show basically started because of the show Big Brother. And that's one of the shows that we talk about all the time. And Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10 hosts one of our shows called Manic Mondays on Monday. And that house is basically the same, only those people are in the house for 3 months. And
right. It's
such an unrealistic environment to live in because of the things you just mentioned. You know, you don't have any of your comforts, you know, around you. You don't have your friends, your family, your cell phones, your computers, your, you know, your pets, anything that you're used to having in your normal life, and you're
right. With
strangers. You're being filmed 24/7. You know, it's just an unnatural environment in which to live.
Right.
And nobody can be expected to act normal completely under those circumstances.
Yeah. I mean, nobody will understand. Like, just think, oh, a camera in your face 24/7. It really is not as easy as it looks. I mean, we bonded with our camera crew, so it made it easier. But no one would understand it unless they experienced it.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine having a camera in my face 24/7. I I couldn't even wrap my head around it. What I really can't understand is the people that get down and dirty with the cameras on them. Then I would really be self-conscious. I mean, some of those people completely forget the cameras are there, especially like when they come home from the bar and they're loaded, and they jump under the covers and go to it, and they don't care that the cameras are there at all, you know?
Right.
And I would be like, no way.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about that with him, so I was like, I don't care, and he's like, I care. I'm like, eh, whatever, like, after a while, you're just like, who cares, whatever, let's do it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I'm sure, you know, once you get more comfortable, some of that tension goes away, but it,
And if you add some alcohol, nobody remembers the next morning. Everybody's just like, whatever.
Right.
Everyone's like,
oh,
I'm
my
drunk.
Goodness.
Who cares?
So, Jenna, what's been the most touching fan moment for you since you've been off the show? Like, what fan has come up to you and given you that most touching fan moment?
I've actually had a few people message me about, like, certain relationship problems and stuff like that. I actually had a bunch of people. But, I mean, a lot of people are just like, you're too good for him. Just, like, literally just, like, boosting my confidence for me. Because, like, for a while I was upset about the whole breakup. And then everybody telling me all this stuff. It's like, not only I think I deserve better, a bunch of people think he's in the wrong and I deserve better. And I mean, all that, like, support and stuff definitely, like, helped me out. I'm, like, losing my voice. Oh, my God.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you've gotten a lot of fan support.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of fans out there can really relate to what you've been through with Jay. are going to be there
too.
To support
Yeah, people say, like, oh, I'm in the same situation as you. I'm like, oh, my God, get out. Like, there's other guys out there. You'll be perfectly fine. But, I mean,
yeah.
You get so comfortable with the person, you don't want to leave them. But there really is so many other better people out there.
So were you upset when Jamie first sort of stepped in and started meddling in between you and Jay and telling you to sort of stand up to him?
No, I was really happy that Jamie stepped in. Oh, my God, hold on a second. Sorry. Jeez. Okay. No, I was happy that Jamie stepped in. I mean, I probably wouldn't have said anything if it wasn't for her. So I was happy she was standing up for me and all that.
That's good. She's such a strong woman, and she's so outspoken. And
oh yeah,
I think she really wanted to see you sort of be stronger with Jay,
and I think she just wanted to give you that
little boost, you know. And I think that's all she did was give you that little bit of a boost and that little bit of confidence you needed to get you on your way. And now you're perfectly fine to do it on your own. And that's all she wanted to see was, you know, just you get that little bit of confidence you needed. And
right.
And it worked.
She told me to, she's like, it's not because you're a girl or anything. She's like, if you were cheating on Jay or you were doing this to Jay, she's like, I would call you out. Because he thought it was just against him. And she's like, no. If this was Jen doing this to you, I'd be doing the same thing.
Well, we've got somebody on the switchboard. somebody I think you might know. Let me bring him up now. We've got Chris with us. Chris, thank you so much for calling in. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi,
wonderful.
Chris.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
This is Paul from Minnesota. I think we need to say who Chris is.
Chris is Jenna's talent agent.
Yes,
definite supporter.
Yes, I love Jenna. We've done so much. We got a lot planned. You know, I just wanted to support Twitter final interview, you know. How's it going, Jenna?
Pretty good.
Good. So, have you guys checked out the article that Jenna has?
I have not. Where is the article at? So all of our listeners can hear it, or can see it.
It is at Christopher, Christopher Giovanni, Giovanni.com. It basically shows what Jenna's doing and some surprises that she has coming up, so you definitely want to check it out.
So it's at your website?
Yes, correct.
ChristopherGiovanni.com.
Yes, .com.
G-I-O-V-I.
V-A-N-N-I.
.com. Okay, I want to put that in our chat room.
Perfect.
And I have a question for Jenna.
Uh-oh.
Yes, here comes a good question. So, Jenna, what have you learned from being on your season?
Oh, geez, that's a good question, actually. All right, well, I learned that you can't keep quiet, especially when you're getting walked all over. You definitely need to stand up for yourself. And like I said, I mean, if I didn't come on the show, me and Jay probably would still be together. I wouldn't know he walked all over me. All this other stuff. So, I mean, I definitely grew a backbone, that's for sure. So that was nice.
I'm so proud of you. You know, you always make me happy. Like I said, the fans got a lot in store. So we're definitely going to be working. I don't want to take too much time out of your interview. I just want to call in and tell you how proud of I am as your manager.
Aw, you're so sweet.
All right. It was good talking to you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Well, Chris,
okay,
thank you so much for calling in.
course.
That was really
sweet
of you.
Yes, we'll be in touch.
She's the best.
Okay.
All right, Chris. Well, thank you so much, babe. It's good hearing your voice again.
Oh, no problem. All right. Talk to you later.
We'll talk
bye.
Soon, honey.
Bye.
All right. What a nice guy.
Oh, he always is. He always checks up on me and everything. He's the best.
Aw. Well, that's really important that you've got somebody looking out for you and taking care of you and making
yeah.
sure that...
My.
What, Paul?
Oh, I just, I'm sorry, I just got blown away. I just pulled up that page where Chris introduces Jenna. How do you pronounce your last name?
Compono.
Compono, and that photo of you is just amazing, that black and white photo that he uses. Holy cow.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, my God, I couldn't help myself. I just kind of gasped. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
I put a number of photos up on the promo for tonight's show. And, I mean, some of the photos, if you just enter Jenna Compono and click on images. She has some beautiful, beautiful photos.
Oh.
You can definitely see her modeling. And Jenna, some of those photos, like with you by the piano, oh my gosh. You have modeling in your career for a long time to come, girl.
I hope so. I mean, I just took a bunch of pictures in Hawaii, too. I have to post more of those. I mean, those came out so nice, especially with the backgrounds and stuff like that. It was so, so gorgeous.
Oh, I can't wait to see them from Hawaii. Those are going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see you winning America's Next Top Model, believe me.
I hope. That's the plan.
I am going to be following you, and I certainly hope that, I don't know what MTV's contract is like, but I certainly hope that you are able to get on that show in a hurry. And you will definitely be giving them a run for their money, because just in the photos that I've seen so far, you've got modeling in your future, as I said, for a long, long time. And
I think it would be unfair to the other girls, to be honest with you. I mean,
Jay has no idea what he gave up.
Hey,
silly,
Jenna,
silly boy.
I do have a question about Jay. I know we're probably sick and tired of people asking about it. But in the first episode we got to see you and Jay and his mom in you know, their house and in the kitchen, and you seemed like you had a good relationship with his mom. Do you think that she would have had any influence on his bad behavior to change it, or is he beyond fixing? I don't know.
I mean, whenever I'd go there, when he would say, she's like, how long have you guys been going out? And he's like, we're not going out. She's like, what do you mean? Like, she'd be like, are you kidding me? Like, ask her out, all this stuff. You guys have to go out. So, I'm pretty sure she liked me and everything. But, again, one of his side chicks hit me up and was like, oh, yeah, I met his mom, all this stuff. I was like, that's nice.
Wow.
So I don't know. I mean, she was such a sweet lady. I mean, I felt bad when she passed, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
So
you were there for him when...
Yes.
You were there for him when... He went back home, weren't you?
Yeah.
I thought I remembered seeing you there.
So that was so cool. That's what happened there.
Did you?
Pardon me?
Did you? So you felt that you were still in a relationship and you weren't exes. Were you surprised when you saw the opening episodes where he was calling you his ex? Did that kind of hit your gut?
Yeah, I mean, I knew the whole ex thing was the theme, but I don't know. He didn't really explain how we were, like, dating. I just literally was his ex. I was like, all right. I'm like, well, it's true now.
There you go. And I believe
wow.
I saw you at one time tell him in the house. Now, I didn't realize until the show, I don't know how I missed it. Normally I catch these things, how much younger you are than he. But you did mention to him that you had had a previous relationship that you had been treated the same way. And it was like, come on, Jay, you know that I have trust issues, yet he still was that person. I'm sad to hear that you've had, you know, significant people in your life, relationships that have treated you that way.
I was always mature for my age. So when I was younger, I was always dating older. And they're just like, oh, like, she's a stupid blonde. Like, I can get away with murder. But, like, come on. I dated every player out there. I know the games. I know what I'm looking for. Like, and, yeah, I mean, I got played a few times. It sucks, but you live and you learn. Whatever.
Jenna, I pray that the next guy you go out with
yes.
is going to be the biggest gentleman out there, and he's going to treat you like the princess that you are, and you're going to get treated like gold, and you're finally going to find out what it's like to be treated like you should be treated and be that princess that you are and have a man shower you with the love and affection that you deserve. And I want that for you more than anything, girl. I want you to have that love of your life that's going to treat you so wonderful.
From your mouth to God's ears.
I'm telling you, I want that for you so bad.
Well, I'm making my next guy fill out, like, an application. Like, I need to know everything.
References. References.
Yeah.
You got to get references.
I want people to call to check up. Like, I want everything.
You send them to me first, Jenna, and I will check that feed out thoroughly.
Thank you. I want a background check. I want if you're still in touch with your crazy exes. I want everything. I need to know what I'm getting myself into.
I'll check him out better than the FBI. I won't let him hurt you.
Are you staying put in New York, or you had thoughts of moving elsewhere? Or, I mean, I don't know about your family, whether that's something that keeps you where you are now, or?
I plan on staying in New York. I mean, I've traveled a bunch of places, and I always, at the end of the day, miss New York. So I'll probably stay here. And all my family, of course, is here. And I'm big on family, so.
Yeah. There's a lot of modeling a lot of modeling options up there, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, if there's something in, like, California or, like, Europe or something, and they're like, oh, we need you to come for, like, a month. I mean, I'm down to do that, but at the end of the day, I want to be back in New York.
Home base will always be there, huh?
Yeah.
So, before the real world, I assume that you were a fan of that reality show. Have you caught in the reality show bug like Sherry and I have? Have you watched other reality shows that you love?
What do you mean? Like, what are my favorite other reality shows?
Yep.
I was a big fan of Jersey Shore. I mean, that's not on anymore. But I wish I was on that show. Oh, my God. But other than that, I mean, yeah, I watch, like, I surprisingly like Teen Mom. I mean, that's a good show. It's kind
Me
of entertaining. but other shows I watch, like Ridiculousness, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I never really watched The Real World before too much, so. I don't really have time for TV, to be honest. I'm not, like, I need to fill my day up with, like, productive stuff. If I have time to watch TV, I'll watch it.
Wow, you're working on that beautiful body of yours and modeling and doing productive stuff like that.
Keep going to that gym, yeah.
There you go.
Well, one of the women...
I'm shocked that... Go ahead, Paul.
I was just going to say, one of the women in the house, Cherry was talking about what a great job they did with casting. We were pretty amazed almost from the get-go with Ariel. I mean...
Huh.
You weren't in the house at the time, but when the original Ashley tossed grease in her face, I thought, how is she holding back? What was your feeling about Ariel and how, well, I don't know, it's hard for me to put it into words, but she just had such a great...
Like self-control kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah, she was good with that. I mean, she was always trying to make peace, be the peacemaker. And that's definitely not a role I could have taken, because if somebody threw hot grease in my face, I'm going to say something. But she kind of just shook it off. But again, she knew Ashley was drunk and just yelling. It probably wouldn't have got anywhere.
I know she
gave her, like, the silence treatment, and that's the worst thing you can do. I mean, I hate being ignored, so...
Yeah.
I guess at the end of the day, she won.
Did you have any connection, or did you ever get to meet or spend any time with Ashley while you were in the house, or did you just learn about her from watching the show?
I pretty much just learned about her watching the show. She came to visit that one time, and I got to meet her. But, I mean... Even at the reunion stuff, she was sweet to my face. I mean, I didn't have any problems with it. But then again, I watched the episode, and she is, like, dry-humping Jay while she knows he has somebody. But it takes two to tango, so can't really hate on her.
It was heartbreaking when she tore up his numbers, and he lost those days of speaking with his mom. I mean, and we all knew that it had to be her.
Yep.
There was
nobody
else in the house that, you know, and they finally showed it, but
right.
It was like an episode or so that they left us hanging, not knowing for sure. And then they finally showed, you know, a clip of her actually doing it. But by then, I think she had already left the house and was in a hotel. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she was... drunk then too, you know, and that just isn't an excuse for all bad behavior. But, you know, there was a girl in the Real World house last year. Her name was Naya, and we were talking about how if she had done the same thing to Naya that she done to Ariel. It would have been a completely different scene, because Naya would have taken her and thrown her right out the second floor window in about 3.3 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Naya didn't put up with
anything.
Oh, my gosh, no. Were you ever fearful when some of these guys got so angry and you know, security had to step in? I mean, did you kind of step back and get out of the way? I mean, was that scary?
Yeah. I mean, I knew they were going to come after me, so I was just like, if you got, like, boys will be boys. Like, obviously, you want to fight, have some tension, go do it. Just don't by accident get me in the middle or something, or something gets thrown at my head or something like that. So I kind of
Yeah, we also had Jenny on early in the season, and she talked about all the locals and how you were constantly being harassed and had interaction with the locals. What was did you have any specific experiences with the local people?
Yeah, I mean, people would throw drinks and, like, just start fights randomly, and girls will be all over Jay looking at me and smiling. I'm like, okay. And then some guy threw, like, a blanket over my head when we were at, like, some beer place. I was like, ew.
Oh, my
people
gosh.
what was your favorite moment, any trip you took or any excursion you took that was especially memorable?
Let me think. Wow, there's so many. It's crazy. Oh my god. I don't know. I mean, we did a lot of things. We went like rock climbing, which was like really fun. That was like a break from like the party life. We all had like a blast there. The wine thing was really fun.
Just pretty much
anything we got to do besides just getting completely wasted every single night.
And that,
I mean,
yeah,
Ariel
on
always
final
had fun
night.
Things. What happened?
The yacht on the, I guess it was sort of close to the final night in the house.
Wait, the yacht?
They made it seem like it was sort of close to the final night of the house anyway. The big boat or yacht that you guys went out on in the San Francisco Bay.
Oh my god, I was like, what boat? Oh yeah, that was fun. We got to see a bunch of stuff too. I love boats, so it was fun.
But the winery, that was beautiful.
Yeah, it was so nice. And like so interesting. It was great.
And Tom passes out in the bus.
Oh yeah, that was really funny.
So I'm just so glad to hear how strong you sound right now. You sound like a completely different person from the Jenna that walked into the house in the very beginning.
Yeah, I 100% am. I just speak my mind whenever. I definitely changed. I mean, I'm still like the sweet little person you guys seen, but I have a voice now, so nobody gets away with
anything. What does your family
anymore.
Think about all this?
My mom was just happy how I handled myself on the show. She was kind of nervous I was going to get crazy out of hand and all that. But she was kind of happy, but she kind of saw it coming. I mean, only seeing Jay once a week, and he's only came over my house twice in 2.5 years. It's kind of like she knew what was up, but she's like, listen, like, you're going to get hurt in the end. So my dad just knew his type, so we both knew. We just wanted,
goodness.
I guess, me to figure it out.
Well, they have to be happy for you now that, you know.
Yeah. They definitely are.
Focusing more on you and your life and, you know, moving on with your career. And
Absolutely.
So I know if I had a daughter that was being treated that way and was still putting so much focus into a guy that wasn't treating her well, I would be happy once she started focusing more on herself and seeing her career ahead of her and putting her focus back in herself. So I can imagine that's probably how your parents would feel.
Yeah, because, I mean, even the modeling thing, like, I would do lingerie pictures and, like, I had a good body for it, so I was like, all right, let me do it. And then he would kind of just be like, no, I don't want you doing that, da 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 da. So that kind of put my career on a hold, too. So now I don't have anybody telling me what to do. I mean, I'm taking, if I do lingerie, it's tasteful pictures. It's not spread eagle, you know what I mean? It's tasteful.
Right.
It's nice. It's Victoria's Secret style. But he wasn't okay with that, and now it's just like, no. My career is first. Everybody else is second.
Well, you showed yourself to be on the show somebody that has morals, somebody that, you know, isn't a slutty girl. I'm just going to put it out there. You obviously were true to him for, you know, 2.5 years. You weren't out there playing around. You have morals about you, and you're not going to go out there and do those kind of, you know, photos.
Or Skype.
Right, yeah, Skype is a good one. You know, if you get in, you know, to the magazines that you want to get into, I'm certain they will be tastefully done, and you are perfect for them. You've certainly got it going on, and you're such a beautiful girl, and so many young girls are going to look up to you, Jenna, and want to be just like you. And so I hope that, you know, you'll continue to, you know, be that role model for them and, you know, show them that, you know, there is, you know, bigger and better things out there, not to let a guy walk all over them and stand up for themselves and, you know, hold your head high and don't let a guy, you know, do that to you. And because the girl, you know, young girls are going to be, you know, following you and looking up to you and watching your career. And I think it's so exciting. You know, you're going to have an opportunity now to do all kinds of charity events. And one that I want to mention to you and I want to invite you to already is every year, the first week of December, there's a Toys for Tots charity event for all of the reality people, and it's in New Hampshire. And it's every first weekend of December. And if you have the availability to make it, we'd certainly love to have you up there. It's just one of the most awesome charity events ever. They gather all kinds, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of toys for, you know, the children that need it at Christmas time, and tons of you know, charity donations, monetary donations as well. And then the Marines come in and pick them up at the very end of the event. They actually have kids come in before that, and they have Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus there. And but it's a, like a three-day event for the whole weekend, and all kinds of reality stars are there. There's some from Big Brother, The Amazing Race. I think Frank Sansonetti from Opposite Worlds may be there this year. There's some from Survivor. We actually had Richard Hatch, the very first Survivor winner last year, was in attendance. So it's a really fun event, and so that's one I wanted to mention to you. But you'll have an opportunity now to attend all kinds of charity events from being on Real World and, you know, give back in all kinds of ways after being on Real World. And fans will be looking up to you, and it's just going to be such an exciting new life for you, and your life has just changed forever.
Right, yeah. Oh, I definitely will look into that. I mean, that sounds amazing. I'll definitely keep up on that.
Yeah.
You're all the reality people, stars from different shows that we've talked with, all talk about how when they get off of their show, how people are constantly recognizing them. What kind of experiences have you had of people coming up to you? Or?
Yeah, I had a bunch of people, and I always do. I mean, like going out to the clubs or even at the mall, everyone's like, oh, my God, like, hi, okay. Like, I'm just so nice. I mean, they're like, I thought you were going to be like, get away from me, I'm too cool. I'm like, no. I'm like, what the? Absolutely not. But, yeah, a bunch of people come up. I mean, even in Hawaii, me and Corey had tons and tons and tons of people. I mean, I was buying food at the food store thing, and he's like, can you sign your receipt for me? And, like, I can remember what you got at the store. I was like, okay. I actually bought chicken nuggets, so I did, like, a heart next to chicken nuggets, and he was, like, cracking up.
That's awesome.
That gives you a little taste of fans. I mean, there's certainly going to be negative fans, like you mentioned, you know, earlier on about people upset that you called Jay out, but there are a lot of really good, loving fans out there that you've already experienced, and that's why if you do any of these charity events, it does draw those fans into supporting those particular charities. So it is a way to be able to give back. So I'm just hoping that you have such, you know, really good experiences. And to those that are negative, just, you know, brush them off, because there's a lot more positive than negative out there for you, Jenna.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot more positive fans than you will ever have negative fans. Everybody loved you on the show. And, you know, there's just so many, you know, as I said, young girls that are going to look up to you and follow you. And you're going to be an inspiration for a lot of young girls. So I hope you're ready for that.
Yeah, I'm happy I could. See that.
Yeah. I'm really glad that you were willing to come on with us and tell your story and, you know, get your story told, because it did need to be told.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, we normally just get his side of it, so.
Right.
Now you own the line.
Well, I certainly appreciate you coming on with us, Jenna. Is there anywhere that people will be able to follow you? You want to give your Twitter and any other ways in social media that people will be able to follow you from here on out?
Yeah, it's actually pretty easy. I use the same thing for everything. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vine. It's just at Jenna Compono, JennaCompono. And I also have a website, JennaCompono.com. And all my new pictures and stuff that I'm doing will all be up there.
That's wonderful. Your website will probably be a really great place to follow, like, the pictures that you're doing. Will you be putting up the Hawaii picture soon?
Oh, yes, definitely. And you can leave comments on there. You can let me know what you guys think. I mean, even negative feedback, too. I love to hear it. It just makes me try harder next time. So negative, positive, anything you guys have to say.
I doubt there'll be much negative feedback, but I can't wait to see them. Jenna, thank you so much for coming on with us tonight. It has been an absolute honor to talk with you tonight, and I've enjoyed it so much. If there's anything else that you want to promote, let us know. Otherwise, just keep in touch, and just know that if there's anything that you are doing in the future, any charities, you know, charity events that you're doing, or anything that you want to get out to the fans, you are always, always, always welcome to come back on the Rad Reality Show. We do 2 to 3 shows every week, and you can pop on with us anytime you want and let your fans know what's going on with you. You are part of the Rad Reality family now, so you can jump on with us anytime you want. You're always welcome back. Just keep in touch with us and know that you're always welcome here.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, hon. You take care. Thanks again for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. I'll talk to you guys.
All right, take care, hon. All right, bye-bye, hon. What a great night with Jenna.
Well, sometimes we get to know it, you know, after the show, people are different. She is still just as sweet as I thought she'd be.
Yeah. And I do think that it was important that she explain her side of the story. She wanted to let everyone know, and I think that's important. You know, everybody's heard, you know, Jay, you know, talk about himself quite a bit. He's been on a lot of shows, and Jenna's really not been out there yet. And Jenna wanted to give her side of the story. And yes, and I certainly wanted to give her that opportunity. And she's such a sweet girl, and I think she's got a huge future ahead of her.
Oh, my goodness.
If you look at her pictures, oh, my gosh, that girl is beautiful. You know, we saw her sort of in an everyday look all the time in the real world house, but you see that girl dialed
up. She cleans up nice, doesn't she?
Oh, my gosh, that girl has got a career ahead of her. I was not blowing smoke. That girl has a huge career ahead of her as a model.
Yeah. Like
people
I said,
go look at her photos. She is going places, big places.
She would
and,
she would run away with the competition on the top model. I mean, it wouldn't even be fair to the other girls.
Yeah, she's
I have
she's
to say
beautiful.
This. Yes, she is. I just have to say this. I see parts of Jay that seem very genuine and positive, and that he does have some goodness about him, but he's got this major flaw that hopefully he can change and learn from. And if that's what comes from these two, you know, breaking up, that Jay learns to be a better man, then I think that he would be, you know, a pretty nice guy.
Oh, I think so, too. I don't think Jay is a bad guy. I think you're absolutely right. I think that's been his MO, so to speak, for so long that he doesn't really quite know how to change. And he may have just lost the biggest thing in his life, you know, aside from his mom. And sometimes it takes something that big, that big of a loss to really change somebody. And unfortunately, it's probably too late for them now.
Yeah, well, that's fine. That makes me happy for her and hopeful for him. And really a quick switch here before we run out of time. Speaking of losses.
Yeah, I am going to go ahead and extend because I do want to bring our good buddy Joe up.
But speaking of losses, what the hell is going on with your Blues? Did you know where I was leading to?
Our Blues have just...
I'm worried about who the Wild are now going to face. I was hoping that we wouldn't face the Blues in the opening round, and now I'm wondering if that is now a possibility, because I don't want our Wild to be in that position. But I have no idea.
It might
idea
be a good
happening.
Thing now. The bottom's just dropped out of the Blues. And David Backes went off last night. He blocked a shot with his ankle and went off in the second period and didn't come back. And I don't know if he's playing tonight. So that's our team captain. So,
well, we will see how you guys do in Minnesota. We've been doing pretty amazingly well. I'm just amazed that we totally kicked butt with the Penguins, and then last night we went into overtime and won in a shootout against the Bruins. So the Wild are playing fairly well. The last time we played you guys down in St. Louis, I thought, holy crap, you know, you guys are fast. Everything you did was right, and it's like, who is this team now?
Yeah, we just had the bottom drop out in the last few games, so I don't know what's going on. But we do have Joe has something else to talk about. I want to bring him up. Speaking of losses.
Come on tonight.
Joe, welcome on. How are you, babe?
Well, the Hawks just won. So that's in a shootout or overtime. So we won the last game, too, it's going to be crazy, up for grabs, all three of our teams, you know, in our section.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. But anyways, and Mom was just admitted into the hospital, so mom.
No.
So yeah, so she's going to be in there for a few days, so everything is okay, though. I talked to her.
We'll keep her in our prayers.
Thank you. I appreciate that. speaking about needing prayers, good Lord, all this action and phase one, and everybody is so upset about the Ultimate Warrior, and I can't blame them, because it was so fast. All this stuff has happened so fast that who knows? I mean, you know, why it happened, I don't, you know, they're going to have to do an autopsy on him.
All right. For those who don't know who the Ultimate Warrior is, you want to fill people in there?
Well, very few people don't know who the Ultimate Warrior was, but Paul and I talked about that. He was one of the biggest wrestling superstars of all time in the era that you and I wouldn't, you know, naturally watch, or I did, but, you know, of WE fame, and he was used to be called the Dingo Kid. I remember when he was wrestling with Sting, and these names probably bounce off of you guys, but people that are listening now, like Tom, you know, Face One and Jason and that, they know all these guys. Jim Early, it just hit Jim Early so hard. But his real name was James Brian Hellwig in real life, and he was just 54. And he just got inducted in the Hall of Fame of the WWE. That's, you know, for the big wrestling. And on Saturday, and he was always like, he was from the steroid era, and he stopped doing drugs and all that. And when they called him out to give his speech, he had his daughters with him, one on each arm. They had to help him. He was kind of shuffly. And he was sweaty. I saw that. Gave a short speech. And then, you know, dealt with all the stars for WrestleMania and all. Even the new stars were in awe of him. He was as big as Hulk Hogan. And it was such a shame because the next... on Monday night, he came to Raw. That's the Monday night show they have that has the number one ratings on cable. It's live. It's a three-hour show. And he came on a little bit after 8, our time, you know, Cherry Garcia time. And... He walked the whole way down, and I could tell he was holding on certain points and shaking, trying to shake hands and all that. But and he had a hard time getting up into the ring, and he gave a speech, and it was rough. It was very rough, and. It was like he knew he was going to die, you know, talking about future wrestlers and what it takes and all that kind of stuff. And his wife was there with him, or was with him, and his mother at that Hall of Fame ceremony. But the next night, Tuesday night, he was in... going home, he was in Phoenix, and he grabbed his chest and went down, and he was dead on DOA. And you know they're gonna have to open him up to see what happened. But I know he had a heart attack. You know, Thomas thought that it might have been something else, diabetes because or cancer. He didn't have a problem with cancer. It was his knees, and you could just I've had my chest open, so for someone that's had multiple heart attacks and had open heart surgery, I could just tell, and that's what's going to happen. And it was so mysterious, and the whole wrestling world and fans just went nuts where he was trending number one in the United States, because it happened last night. And
wow.
And it was sad. It was really sad.
Yeah, it's always sad when something like that happens. And just wanted to give you a moment to come up and talk about that. I do want to get back to...
And don't forget tomorrow night, the challenge starts.
Yes, I do want to get back to
talking about that.
Mentioning our guest, Jenna, and how wonderful she was tonight. And
it was great.
I want to thank you, Joe, for coming up and talking about the Ultimate Warrior. That's so sad to see somebody with such notoriety and somebody who's, you know, been looked up upon, you know, through the WWE for so long, you know, go so quickly like that after just giving a speech to, you know, the fans and be out there with family and then go down so quickly like that. It's just heart-wrenching. And I want to thank you for coming on and talking. Yeah.
You know how it is, Jerry.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on and sharing that with us. And I thought you'd be the perfect person to talk about it. But I do want to get back to thanking Jenna Capone for coming on and sharing her story with us and talking with us about Real World Explosion. And we do have the MTV Challenge to look forward to. It's free agents this season, and it from all the commercials that are on, it looks like it's definitely going to be a wild season. They always are, but the free agents looks like it's going to add another layer of crazy to it. So I can't wait for it to start, and I'm going to do my best to see about getting Corey on with us to talk a little about the challenge. And you know, he really wanted to be on the challenge, and when we saw the reunion show, they asked the question, who here came on the Real World just to get on the challenge? And Corey was the first one to raise his hand. he definitely has it in his blood to get on that challenge and compete. And so I think he would be awesome to have on with us to talk about these challenges and talk about who he thinks is going to win, who he thinks is going to, you know, be a top contender in the MTV Challenge. So I'm going to do my best to see what I can do about that. I'd love to get his input on that once we see who all is going to be there and what this new free agents season is really going to look like. I'd love to talk to Corey more about it. So we'll see what we can do about that. I do want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Because we did tonight's show on this special evening on Wednesday evening, we will not be doing a Thursday night reality roundtable show. So just want to let everybody know there will not be a show tomorrow. We will be back on Sunday, however, for the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop show with Mary Conley. And she could be bringing on a pretty interesting guest on Sunday night. So I wouldn't miss that one. At 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And then we'll be back here again on Monday for the Manic Monday show. And
All the speak from Reality Rally.
That could be a doozy, too. Yep, because we're going to find out all the yummy goodies from Reality Rally. So, and that show is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, with Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. So,
any bets on whether she'll have a voice? Has she ever gone to one of these events when she hasn't lost her voice next
show?
She
never has a voice.
I know.
She always comes back on, I can't really talk and you guys hear me. I lost my voice. And you guys hear me. Because she's had such a great time out there. But she will be back with all the good scoop from Temecula, California at the Reality Rally with Jillian Larson and all the awesome reality stars that are attending out there. So be here at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central on Monday for that.
Hey, I'm curious, do you know at this point whether there'll be a Suzette's slice of Canada as well, or will she be back home yet? I forgot about that, because she's going down the Reality Rally as well.
I haven't heard otherwise. I think we will have Suzette back on Monday.
Okay. Because I just never
know
when these people fly out. You know, I know Michelle will be flying back on Sunday, but, you know, sometimes these people stay longer. So, anyway, stay tuned, everybody.
Absolutely. I want to thank everybody who joined us tonight for our special edition here on Wednesday night to bring you Jenna Campono from Real World Explosion. What a sweetheart. It was such a joy to talk to her and hear her side and find out how well she's doing today. And, you know, follow her at JennaCapono.com. You can also see her pictures at ChrisGiovanni.com. Follow her on Twitter, Jenna Campono, at Jenna Campono on Twitter. And just see how awesome she is at modeling. And as she said, she'll be putting up those Hawaii pictures soon. She was out there with Koi for 10 days. I can't wait to see those photos. After seeing the modeling pictures that she's done, all I did was go to Google and put in Jenna Campono and click on images, and you'll see a number of photos that are already out there that she's got available, and you can see just a taste of some of her modeling, and these are just a few photos, just a little taste. The one that Chris Giovanni has up is beautiful. Yeah, Paul, I mean, I went and looked at it, too, and that's amazing.
You know, I appreciate good photography, but you got to have a good subject to get those photos. But that I really liked whoever that photographer was that took that, really has some talent as well. But beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun to see her career blossom and see, you know, where she goes. I would love to see her get on America's Next Top Model and see her get into some of the big magazines. That would just be amazing. So, again, I'm repeating myself now. Thank you all for being with us. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. It's been a fun night having Jenna with us and having you all with us, too. Have a great week and a great weekend to y'all. I hope you'll stop in on Sunday night after we all watch the amazing race. that show's getting down to the wire. It won't be long before that show's over, so make sure you stop in and join us for the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show with Mary Conley. Hopefully we'll see you Sunday night. Here's Ron to close the show. Take care, y'all.
Tonight was a great show. And
I'm going to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, darling, you're a friend of mine. When my life is over, remember when we were together, we were alone, and I was singing this song for you. We were alone, I was singing this song for you. We were alone, I was singing this song. Singing this song for you.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Love all you guys out there, and especially you guys in the chat room. You guys rock. Take care, y'all. Good night, everybody.